Baby boy. Baby boy, I'm home. Where are you? Oh, there you are. Come give me a big hug. Oh, I missed you. All the talks on the phone and the video chats. Sending pictures back and forth. Those were all good, but this is better. Did you shower? Is this a new soap? It's not what I was expecting, but it's good. Taking the initiative, being all cute for me. Such a good boy. Oh, well, that. I brought you a snack. No, I'm not hungry. Oh, we had to do some big, fancy, ooh-la-la, bougie dinner. And then, it's, you know, a few-hour drive, and I may have eaten a few too many black jelly beans. Predictable, I know. But I thought you might want something. Some ice cream? Your favorite kind? Okay. Well, where should we sit? You pick. We've really kept this place clean. I am impressed. You are a good boy. You didn't revert to your lost boy days before you had any manners. Yes, you've been housebroken. Oh, this is nice. Well, sit down. Well, I'm going to sit on your lap. We've spent so much time apart. I'm just gushing. I just want to be close to you. Is that okay? Okay, here I come. There's a spoon in the bag. Oh, your favorite flavor. How about you give that to me? I'm not too heavy, am I? Okay. It does feel good to be close to you. Such a good boy. No. I won't be leaving again soon. I missed you. Open it up. Give me the spoon. I'm going to do the feeding, but my fingers get cold. You hold the container. Deal. Boop. Oh, this stuff is hard. Yeah. Open up. Here it comes. I couldn't resist. I put some on your nose. You look betrayed. Here, I'll kiss it off. Better? Okay. Open up. There, such a good boy. I did miss you. I could just stare at you all night. Yep. As cute as I remembered. Is this some sort of, new look you've got going on with the facial hair? That's just not the way you had it before. I didn't say that. I didn't say I didn't like it, you little brat. No. It's good. I think it's good. Yeah, I like you experimenting and figuring out what you like about yourself. Ready for another bite? Say please. Oh, I can't resist when you give me the puppy dog eyes. Here you go. No, I won't put it on your nose again. You like this one, don't you? Well, tell me what you had for dinner. Have you been cooking for yourself? Taking good care of yourself? Oh, a new recipe. Oh, enticing. Think you can make that for me sometime? Little old me. I do love being cared for too, right? taking care of yourself, looking sharp, clean house. I think you might have even been working out. Ah, I caught you, didn't I? Were you hiding that from me, hoping I'd notice? Well, I did. Open up. Oh, poop. Now it's on your chin. Of course I'll kiss it off. All better. Here's the rest of your bite. Oh, I'm kind of liking this game. Where else could I put ice cream on you? Or maybe I'm over it. I like being hard to predict. But that makes me kind of predictable, doesn't it? Trapped. Foiled again. You're too smart for me. I missed you too. Sometimes, when all the busyness was over for the day and I was sitting alone in my hotel room, of course I would call you. I'd want to hear your voice. And it was good. I had so much fun reading books together. You have some horrible puns, but you never fail to make me laugh. But when the call was over, when I couldn't justify keeping you up any longer since, you know, time difference and all, I would sit in the quiet. And I would miss you, but it wasn't painful or sad. I just felt so lucky. Yeah, I do feel lucky. I know. I know you can't see it. I'm glad you're starting to see it. When we met, you were such a lost boy. You didn't know you had any value, and yet you do. And you did. More? Okay, I'm getting serious. Sorry. I did miss you. Open up. No tricks this time. Let me have a taste off your lips, though. Mm-hmm. You're right, that is a good flavor. Oh, it was, when I missed you, it would feel like, longing. And the longing, I don't know how to describe it. It felt like the certainty that if I didn't long for you, long for someone to love, someone to hold me, that I would have given up on life in some way. And that longing just felt like a spark of something inside me that was to be celebrated, even though in the moment it was kind of melancholy. Missing you, wanting you, looking forward to this moment in your arms, on your lap, teasing you with ice cream. Open up. No, I'm being good. There. Yeah. This moment. Being in my own house. Our house. Seeing what a great job you did, keeping it clean. Seeing your sticky notes that you left for me. Ah, yeah. Doesn't get much better than this.
Excuse me.
No, we can stay up. Do you want some more ice cream? Just one more bite? Oh, you have plans, do you? Okay, one more bite. It's a big one. Open wide. It's tempting to pinch your nose. I know. I am such a troll. I'm glad you love me anyway. You done? Well. What's your plan? My plan was ice cream. It's super complicated. Can it be hard to top? Oh, yeah, I am tired. I've been sleeping okay, but I do always sleep better with you in the bed with me. All the cuddles and the snuggles, and when I can't sleep, having you breathing next to me is like this calming metronome, this thing that if I just align myself to it, simply breathe with you in and out, in and out, I usually go to sleep. You've been having a hard time sleeping while I was gone? Aww. Why didn't you tell me? Come on, let's go to bed. I'm gonna go pop this in the freezer. And then I'll meet you in the bathroom. We can brush our teeth and climb into bed. All right. There, we got all that sugar off of your fangs. Smile. Sparkly. Oh, you want me to smile? Okay. Did I do good? Climb in bed. Let's go. Show me your plan. Oh, I missed my bed. Well, the hotel bed is nice, but our bed is better. Well, why don't you try that then? Well, I already got mushy on you. How about you just try to sleep? Your master plan was to put me to sleep. Yeah, but I may have drank a coffee on the drive home. So, how about we put you to sleep? I'm sure I'll follow right after. Okay, it's worth a try. So, let's get all snuggly. I am liking the results of you taking better care of yourself. It even shows in your face. Close your eyes. Good boy. How about I just lightly touch your face? Shush you. Cutest boy, my boy. I know I'm not that much older than you, but it's fun. It's fun to call you my good boy. Would you like me to stop? Okay, that was an emphatic no. You're supposed to be resting, naughty boy. Relax. Silly. I'm home. I'm back. I know that doesn't make everything all better, but it's a nice little perk, right? Close your eyes. Perk of having me in your ears. Having somewhere to go when you need a snuggle. Somewhere to go when you need reminded that you have value. Yeah. The human struggle is real. Yeah. Do I? I like being the spark in your life, too. Works better when it goes both ways, doesn't it? You want me to read to you? Okay, but I'm not going to read anything interesting. Let's see. gonna read something boring. Yes, it's the dictionary. Let me see. No. Here we go. Close your eyes. Love. One. An intense feeling of deep affection. Babies fill parents with feelings of love. Similar, a feeling of deep romantic or sexual attachment to someone. They were both in love with her. Affectionate greeting conveyed to someone on one's behalf. Give her my love. A formula for ending an affectionate letter. Take care. Lots of love, Judy. A personified figure of love, often represented as Cupid. Noun, love. A great interest and pleasure in something. His love for football. A person or thing that one loves. She was the love of his life. Informal British. A friendly form of address. It's all right, love. Informal. Used to express affectionate approval for someone. Don't fret, there's a love. In tennis, squash, and some other sports, a score of 0-0. Love, 15. I'm a cheeky, I know. Go to sleep. Verb, love, third person present. Loves, past tense. Loved, past participle. Loved, present participle. Loving. Feel deep affection for someone. You. To feel a deep romantic or sexual attachment to someone. You. To like or enjoy very much. You. And that's all you're getting tonight. Dream. We can have an adventure tomorrow. Good night.